Every day. Snowy streets, whole clusters of swaying, drooping men drink from brown-wrapped bottles. Women stand alone. Cold legs tremble in freezing air, whole body racked in a stunned vibration, as if attempting to remember something simple and familiar. Blake knows this stretch, narrow splint that binds Queen Street to naked lots and sleeping factories, library, fire station, where stands the random clutch of men, diner where he warms himself, first sets down his grateful mask. Become a private man again, he's dreaming of Annapolis. Sent up to bed one summer night, a small boy eyes the miracle play of light and shadow on his wall, a frieze that shivers as the sun slips through its net of leaves and apple blossoms fall. In spring, the same boy, now a man, far from Annapolis, observes a new ironic miracle in the sunken plaza of the Hydro Mall. He sells his papers on the street, trembles at the sight. Magnolia, swift fluorescent spasm, its eerie glow is green-tinged white. No softness to this beauty. Space tears open. A voice shouts at him to wake. Flame sears his heart with love and pain. Its brevity is bittersweet relief. Each morning of its flowering, the secretary passes on her way to work and stops. An inhalation. Rose-tipped flare in the desert of her day. One weekend in her absence, Blake sells papers at the market. Scooped petals shed, their glow replaced by soft, dissembling green.